The following is a presentation of Learfield ING College. It's time for your weekly all-access pass into Virginia Tech Athletics. This is Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. Tonight's edition of Tech Talk Live is sponsored by CNG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. The Schutz Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. Sign Spot, the official sign provider of Virginia Tech Athletics. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. Now, here's your host, John Laser.
Hello, once again, Hokies, and welcome to Tech Talk Live. I am John Laser. This is a cleansing turn-the-page episode of Tech Talk Live. And for that, as always, I'm joined by Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup and head football coach Justin Fuente. And, Foo, we'll just cut right to the chase because we will turn the page to Miami. I know that Saturday was a very difficult day for you and the program. As you've examined it and gone back and started to turn the page, what in your mind led to the lack of consistency that was really troubling you on Saturday?
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty evident that we are playing like we practice, and that's pretty inconsistent. And quite honestly, I mean, we were like this in the Louisville game too. I mean, we're just not incredibly sound and consistent in what we're doing. I mean, on the defensive side of the ball, when you watch the film, we just have way too many mistakes. Offensively, we have, you know, some similar things that we've been doing for a long time that it seems like we're making some simple errors. And then when we are in position, we've got to go make those plays. And, you know, we have not been able to execute on a consistent basis. Some things that, you know, going into the season that, you know, I don't want to say you take for granted, but you're anticipating being huge impact things have not been. Our punt return unit, you know, has not been impactful the way we want it to be. Our kickoff return unit has been, but they've been basically taking that out of our hands, so it's been hard to make plays on special teams. So we all share in it. Obviously, it came down to the end. I was really proud of a lot of things, some individuals and some way we handled some situations to give ourselves a chance. But, you know, we got to play better football, and I could sit on here and make a million excuses for it, but the bottom line is it's my responsibility and my job to get us to execute on to the best of our ability, whatever that ability is. And we have fallen short of that as of late.
You kind of said after the game, you kind of told me, said it all started, we couldn't stop the run. And they had, 249 yards rushing. Boy, if you can't stop that, that kind of gives them a little bit of confidence, makes their throwing game a little easier, doesn't it?
Well, you're just taking death by a thousand paper cuts as opposed to big plays. And, you know, they came in and you know, had a, you know, I would say they swallowed their pride a little bit in terms of their game plan of not pushing the tempo, but being very deliberate, trying to keep the ball out of our offense's hands. Our offense had 10 possessions through the entire game. And that plan only works if you can run the ball. If you can't run the ball, that plan goes right out the window. And we just, you know, we could never get them really behind the chains very much. It seems like they were always on the chains. You know, their third down, we knew they were, we were going to have to play four downs on defense when they crossed the 50 because of the quarterback run game. You know, they were going to treat third down like second down and try and get into a fourth and manageable and go ahead and go for it. We knew that, and we could never get them into an uncomfortable situation. You know, we did a couple times, but not nearly enough.
Coach, I've used the baseball analogy sometimes about taking the three-hitter out of the lineup, and it changes the roles for everybody, and I think that's fitting for Rayshard Ashby, but can you just explain when he's not able to be on the field how that impacts really every level of the defense?
Well, it was evident to me we had a scrimmage in fall camp one of the few scrimmages we got to actually do, and he was not there, and we couldn't get lined up. I mean, it was just it was a bloodletting. And, you know, the fact that there was a little bit of insecurity with not having him there and telling everybody what to do and getting everybody lined up and really quarterbacking at all, on top of him making tackles and making plays in the box and understanding how to fit the run and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, he's incredibly important to everybody, and I think a little bit of their psyche out there, or our psyche on the defensive side of the ball. He's just he's been there for so long, he's played so much, and he knows exactly what's going on and makes you know almost all the checks. I'll say that. And Dax came in and filled in admirably at the Mike position. You know, Dax started at will this week because Allen missed a little bit. It was a little beat up early in the week, didn't get to practice very much, so particularly early in the week. So Dax started, and then when Rook went out, we just bumped them back over. So now you got Dax playing Mike when he has, you know, been playing Will the whole week, and you got Allen in there, and he's had limited reps. So that's kind of the byproduct of the situation we're in.
Coach, how about Hendon Hooker's game? A lot of read plays. He was just terrific on that last drive when he took him right down the field in less than a minute. The two-point conversion was like textbook. Just talk about his game and how – gosh, how good he was.
Yeah, he really played well and has played well the last 2 weeks. And, you know, taking care of the football, you know, running the ball hard when he's got it, and making good decisions with the football in the passing game. I really love the two-point conversion. That's the play that I haven't seen him make yet. That's the backyard play that, you know, I have seen him do what he's coached to do time and time again, which is comforting as a coach, right? You see the guy out there executing. But that's the play where it's kind of defended. He made the guy, you know, kind of played a little backyard football there, pressed the line of scrimmage and flipped it out, you know, for the two-point conversion. And that was like, okay. And then, yeah, that's, you know, those are the types of plays that, you know, I think that, or I hope that we'll continue to see from him a little bit of improvisation there to make something happen.
Those were the types of plays we saw for sure in his first start last year against Miami. He, of course, gets to start against the Hurricanes coming up this Saturday. 12:01 kick time again from Lane Stadium. Mike and I will be on the air as we are tonight across the Virginia Tech Sports Network at 10:30. We're just getting started, though, on Tech Talk Live, which is presented by Marathon, fueling the American spirit. More with head coach Justin Fuente right after these across aforementioned Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avalino's, and Bowl and Bones Brewhouse. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Fan Apparel Alumni Hall or freshen up your look at Char Marie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Hey Hokie fans, Deschutes Brewery is celebrating a fresh era of football this season with Fresh Squeezed and Fresh Haze IPA. Innovating craft beer for 32 years, Deschutes can be found at retailers across Virginia and on draft at the Deschutes Tasting Room in downtown Roanoke. Deschutes reminds Hokie fans to drive home safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon, it comes with the territory.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning quick Wi-Fi and a resort style heated pool to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Question or comment? Send a tweet to LAZEVT and you'll be part of the show. Here's John Lazor with more Tech Talk Live.
John Lazor, Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnham and head coach Justin Fuente. This is Tech Talk Live presented by Coke. Stay refreshed throughout the game with an ice cold Coca-Cola. Together tastes better. And Fu, obviously, I know you were not looking to cast blame anywhere but yourself on Saturday. I certainly thought that was admirable. But at the same time, big muffed punt and a quick change in that game from Tavion Robinson. He's one of your most talented players. He's obviously an impact player offensively. How will you approach the punt return situation this week?
Yeah, I know. It's a good point, Lays. I really, you know, he'd been a little bit, like last year, he had no conscience. Just out there catching balls, returning them. We put him in at halftime of the Wake Forest game last year, and immediately we were a weapon on punt return. And it was because of him, not because of anything else. We put him in, and immediately our confidence skyrocketed. We were making plays, and he was fantastic. And you know, struggled a little bit to start this year, and talked to him and that sort of stuff. And I really felt like after the Louisville game and the first return of this game, Tay's back. Let's go, baby. You know, we've moved on. That's really how I felt. And it was an unfortunate deal. I hate it for him because I know how much the team means to him. I know how much playing well means to him. He's such a pleasant, fun kid to be around. And, that hurts him. And we'll see as we go through this week exactly how we're going to handle it. I don't have a definitive answer for you right now what we'll do. But, I want Tay to go find a way to get him back to what he was as a true freshman.
Coach, the play down at this end of the field down to our left here, Jalen Griffin gets the skip, gets the strip. They go back the other way, the quick whistle. What is the official supposed to do in that situation, and did you get any explanation after the fact? Because obviously you get a field goal, but it could have been a touchdown. You lose by three, it could have been 4 points. You never know how it would turn out.
Well,
what's supposed to happen in that situation?
So we turned that in just for an explanation.
Right.
What concerns me, so we were starting to take the timeouts because I was worried about having time. I was worried about them running all the time down to end the second quarter and us not getting the ball back with any time. So my mind was we were going to start expending some timeouts to try and save some time to get the ball back to end the first half. So what I'm really concerned about is that if I hadn't told them I wanted a timeout, that they wouldn't have reviewed it. Like, that's what I'm really concerned about. Now, they promised they were going to, but I've heard that before, you know? Like, I've been down that road before where they say they're looking at it, coach, don't worry about it. And it's like, you know, and things just roll on. So, anyway, we just turned it in for an explanation of what those guys are being coached to do or what they're being instructed to do. And what they're being instructed to do is to swallow the whistle. If they're not sure, let it go. And they did not. And if you see on film, the white hat emphatically, like I feel like watching the film that he really felt like he was on the call. Like it wasn't close. You know what I mean? Like he emphatically said it was down. I was proud of our guys. Another situational deal. We talk all the time. I don't care if you hear a whistle. If there's a ball on the ground, recover it. If we have immediate recovery, they review it, and it's actually a fumble, they're going to give us a ball. So we jumped on it. We didn't stand there and stare at it because the whistle blew or any of that stuff. Great job by Shamari. But, in grading those things, you know, Dennis Hendigan, the director of officials, sends a deal back, says, we should swallow the whistle there if it's close and we're uncertain, and then figure it all out in replay.
We'll make this a quick segment before we continue looking back and looking forward as we turn the page to Miami. Big matchup here at Lane Stadium against number 9 on Saturday. And Hokies Interactive for you, Hokies fans. Check out Hokies Interactive, presented by CMG Leasing, in the Hokie Sports app during breaks and play on game day to win prizes like a Zoom call with me, an exclusive game day package, or even $1 million. Play along, play Hokies Interactive. Much more as we continue with head coach Justin Fuente after these. This is a Tech Football presentation from Learfield IMG College.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
It's that time of year, spending time with our Virginia Tech Hokies and getting outside to enjoy all that Virginia's Mountain Playground has to offer. Visit GilesCounty.org to find your playground. In Giles, we have the Cascades Waterfall to hike to, the New River Water Trail to fish, paddle, and enjoy, and small communities to shop, dine, and drink, all while taking in the scenic beauty of Giles County. Located just west of Blacksburg on Route 460, Giles, Virginia's Mountain Playground is waiting to welcome you. Visit GilesCounty.org today.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When the Hokies win, you win at Papa John's. The day after Hokies win, you get 40% off online pizzas at regular menu price. Just use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the mobile app. It's that easy. Celebrate the day after a football win with 40% off your favorite pizzas when you use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the app. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts, delivery fee, and taxes extra that are not subject to discount offer.
When you support Main Street Pharmacy, you also support your Virginia Tech Hokies. Main Street Pharmacy is locally owned in Blacksburg by a proud Hokie alum. We have quick, superior service, we save people money, and we have free delivery to the Virginia Tech campus, Blacksburg, and Christiansburg. Our patients are our family, and we invite you to join us today. Transferring prescriptions is easy. Visit msblacksburg.com or call us at 540-605-7721, and we'll take care of everything. Main Street Pharmacy. We treat you like a neighbor, not a number.
Virginia Tech football news straight from the source. You're listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. Once again, here's John Laser.
This is Tech Talk Live, originating from the home radio booth here in Lane Stadium, where Mike, myself, Wes, the rest of the crew will be with you once again this Saturday. Another early start, 10:30 airtime on all of our various platforms for your Tech football coverage. We continue with head coach Justin Fuente. And coach, I think throughout the course of the week you kind of knew where you were with James Mitchell, where you were kind of knowing he was going to be extremely limited, didn't wind up playing at all, but you weren't in that spot with Khalil Herbert. How difficult is that to shift when he has been such a large part of your offensive game plan?
Well, I mean, he's been a tremendous part of the success that we've had offensively, and I think it's a compliment to the rest of the crew that stepped up on Saturday in his absence. You know, we knew he was dealing with it, but you never know. Like, I don't know, you better plan to not have him. So, you know, I was excited that he felt good and wanted to go. But, you know, he only got in there he played one play. So that didn't last very long. But, you know, we were ready for that to happen. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you're dealing with something like that, a hamstring with a tailback, I mean, those are, especially when you got hamstrings as big and as strong and as explosive as Khalil does, I mean, sometimes those take a little bit of work. So, you know, we were ready for that. And, you know, I think what hurt us a little bit was losing Gallo in the second half. Now we're down two tight ends. And you know, our ability to get in 12 personnel was pretty much gone. We got into a little bit and had to throw Tanuta in there at tight end. So he's not much of a pass-catching threat, obviously, in number 69.
Burnup's records
were they're pretty safe. So anyway, that's, you know, and those things happen during the game. You got to be able to adjust, and it helps if you have those conversations during the week. You better talk about those things if you're uncertain about, you know, what your plan is, because you don't have a lot of time on game day.
Obviously, something that you talk about during the week is all these situations. So there's a little less than 2 minutes left. Game's tied at 28. You make the decision to let Liberty score. Walk us through that process. When do you make that decision? How long do you think about it? And what all goes into that? Because that's pretty fascinating.
Well, there's two things going on there. One is, do we need to start taking our timeouts so that we can get the ball back? Once the quarterback hit the long run to get down there, then it was obvious that, in my mind, I was worried that they were just going to take a knee. We'd already used one timeout. I was worried that they were just going to take a knee and we were going to have any timeouts left, and they were going to have, you know, there's going to be 30 seconds left on the clock with no timeout. So that's when you got to call the guys over, and we have a signal for it too, but you got to call them and say, this is it. This is what we practiced. You know, this is why we practiced this. We've got, you know, and it's like the ultimate swallow your pride for a defensive player to hear the head coach tell them you got to let them score. And but that's the only path to victory. You know, the only way that you have a chance to win there, if they manage the clock right, is for them to score and you to get the ball back with some time left so that you can actually operate. So I went to Jay Hamm and said, this is what we got to do. And Jay Hamm knows it. And Jay Hamm is into the situational football too. Like, he knows it. He knew it. And we got it called and we got it executed, and you know, with some time left to go back down and score.
Fu, I know earlier today you were fielding some questions about Hendon Hooker's usage and taking hits. I had a different view on it, and I think you do too. He hasn't played a lot of football this season, and I thought it was a positive thing to get him out there and, like you said, just kind of play more instinctually because he was so involved.
Yeah, like, I don't understand the whole line of questioning, quite honestly. I mean, you know, they act like we know exactly who's going to get the ball on every pass play and every run play. And it's an option, okay? So one of two people may carry the ball, and that's dictated by the defense. A pass play, you know, there's three, four, five receivers that go out, and it's dictated by the offense. So, yeah, we certainly can do some things to guarantee that a guy has a better chance of getting the ball and that sort of stuff. But I don't know. I just kind of roll my eyes at all that stuff. Certainly, you know, we don't want guys, you know, doing things that are unsafe or that sort of stuff. But you're in the middle of the game, and, you know, these are the things that we're doing to have success. And, you know, he's competing his tail off out there trying to win the ball game. So,
Coach, do you think Clemson losing was bad for the – no, just kidding. That'll do it for this. We'll regroup and come back. We're going to look at the Miami Hurricanes, and De'Aaron King, of course, doing a fantastic job leading that offense. We will talk about Miami and the challenge that will pose to Virginia Tech. We'll also have fun with Fu. You know that is outcome unspecific here on Tech Talk Live. It happens each and every week. And Tech Talk Live each and every week brought to you by Smithfield. On the way to your next tailgate, be sure to grab some of your Smithfield favorites. Smithfield, the only taste better than a Hokie win. Much more TTL straight ahead across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Meet Smithfield meet. Sports. Hokie sports. Smithfield meet in Hokie sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main, like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avellino's, and Bull and Bones Brewhouse. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Fan Apparel Alumni Hall, or freshen up your look at Charmarie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Even though Lane may not be filled with over 60,000 fans this fall, you can still be in Lane, making the presence of Hokie Nation felt. Thanks to the support of proud partner Sign Spot in Blacksburg, personalized fan cutouts are now available.
For just $70, you can support the Keep Jumping Fund and have your custom fan cutout in lane for the entire season. Learn more by visiting Hokiesports.com/fancutouts today.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's over 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. Check out our Facebook for the latest news and offerings. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. For more of tonight's show, here's John Laser.
Tech Talk Live continues and is presented by Warm Hearth Village, which is Blacksburg's retirement destination. Their campus adjoins Virginia Tech with 220 acres of lush woodlands, a full continuum of living options, and abundant amenities. Visit them at retire.org or by phone at 540-552-9176 to learn more about the nonprofit difference. John Laser, Mike Burnup, Justin Fuente, we continue. And as I said, Coach, turn the page time, and I know that comes yesterday for you guys. And that's a difficult game to turn the page on. I think sometimes we think that you guys are just immune to that, and that's the easiest thing in the world. It's not. How pleased were you with the ability of the guys to cleanse it yesterday and get back to what's going to be a difficult task this week?
Oh, they're hurting. You know, like, it was obvious. As were all of us, you know, you pour your heart and soul into work, and for these kids playing, and, you know, you watch us play. We played hard. You know, I mean, we played with emotion. We tried to do a bunch of really good things, and, you know, unfortunately we didn't do things well enough to deserve to win the ball game, and almost pulled it out. But, you know, I'm hopeful tomorrow morning that, you know, I tried to deliver a very good message Sunday about, you know, responding and those types of things. And I'm hopeful our leaders will continue to echo that. And tomorrow morning we'll hit the ground running, working on Miami.
When you look at Miami, the ACC releases their players of the week, and King's the quarterback of the week. Harley's the receiver of the week. They got a defensive lineman of the week. Where do you even start when you look at their offense and to try to figure out how are we going to try to slow these dudes down?
Well, first of all, you got it right with slow them down. You know, I mean, you know, they have two games this year they haven't scored a lot of points. One was in a driving rainstorm, and Virginia did a pretty good job playing defense against them, but it was pouring down rain. And the other is Clemson. So, you know, they're pretty dynamic offensively. They're going to push the pace, and he is the difference maker for them. You know, the last couple years they haven't been all that great at quarterback, and now they are great at quarterback. I mean, this is a guy that is super athletic but can really throw the football. I mean, he's proficient throwing, and he's surrounded by weapons. I'm sure they have their tight end back, and their wide receivers are, you know, as you can imagine, Miami wide receivers, they can really, really run, and, you know, they can do both. They can run the ball and throw it. So it's going to be a tremendous challenge for us. You know, we've got to have a great week of preparation. You know, when you think of Miami, at least when I think of Miami on defense, I know they've had great players everywhere, but it starts with the defensive line. I mean, it's usually big athletic guys and penetrating defense, and their defensive ends are NFL players. And, you know, they've got some inside guys that are very good as well. So it'll be a tremendous challenge.
I want to circle back, Fu, in the next segment to some of what you expect from Miami this week. But when you go back and examine last year's game, it was an inflection and a turning point for your team. It was so turnover driven in the first half, and you guys got out so big that it kind of skewed everything the rest of the way. A lot of pieces have changed, including De'Aaron King, like you mentioned, for their team and for yours, as it is in college football. But are there things that you take away from a confidence perspective from having won down there last year?
Yeah, I mean, we went down there with two true freshman offensive linemen, you know, playing center and guard, and you know, we are a different team on offense than we were then. You know, defensively is where we got to get our mojo back a little bit, you know, and, you know, we were a little bit of a fragile team last year when we went down there. And we were a guy was making his first start in Hendon, and he executed, and the guys around him played really well, took care of the ball, and found a way to get the win. And everybody talks about jumping out early in that game, and that's exactly what happened. And they came back, obviously. But Hendon and those guys had to make plays down the stretch to go get the touchdown that ultimately won the ball game for us. And then defensively, we had to make a stop as they drove the field there. So, you know, it was a good game, a good confidence boost for our football team. And, you know, we should take confidence going into this game that we can. When we do things a certain way, we have to embrace who we are, you know, and that's a lot easier said than done. We have to play a certain way, not just from an energy level, but from an execution level in order to give ourselves the best chance to win.
How far has Hendon Hooker come from that game when you think about that was his first start, had a great game down there, and from what he's at now and how much faster he reads things and sees things, understands things?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that you know, he's made tremendous strides. Not that he would – you know, the good thing about him – and Hendon probably disagrees with this but the fact that Hendon did not have to play immediately out of high school, you know, the fact that he could come and work and that he did the work, you know, like that he prepared and that he got plenty of practice reps, I think helped him play well, you know, when he started playing significant playing time. And then, you know, his confidence has increased, and then he's continued to develop and continue to feel comfortable with what's going on in the passing game and the running game. And, you know, hopefully he keeps that focus and continues to improve.
Much more on the Miami Hurricanes as they come to Blacksburg next week. Hokies have three of their remaining four regular season games right here in Blacksburg. This will be the second consecutive noon kick for Virginia Tech. And again, it's scheduled right afternoon, 12:01 kick time, 10:30 airtime for Mike West, myself, Luther Maddie. The rest of our crew will be with you then, as we are tonight across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Today tastes like game day at home, like assigned couch seating. Tastes like coffee table dining and an ice cold Coke to cool down the heat. It tastes like the game you've waited for all week with friends you've known your whole life. Today tastes like watching football is supposed to, and it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola, together tastes better.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. It's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, continues. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Tech Talk Live continues, and it is time for Are You Ready for Game Day? Brought to you by Smithfield. Smithfield has all your game day needs covered, whether you are tailgating at the stadium or following the Hokies at home. Coach, we're going to talk a little more about Miami this year, and they're always a talent-laden roster. And you mentioned the return, probably, of tight end Brevin Jordan, who's fantastic for them. But going back again to last year and some success you've had against Miami the last few years, a lot of that was tight end-driven last year. I think a lot of people forget Dalton Keene had 3 touchdown catches in that game. And you mentioned Hendon Hooker having to make big plays down the stretch. He did, and the majority of those were to James Mitchell. You know, obviously the tight end remains a big part of your offensive attack. Are there reasons, though, that they're so heavily involved against Miami?
Well, I think it started last year with the run game. We were able to run the ball, not by gobs of yardage, but we were efficient running the football, and that opened up some play action with Dalton and James out of some run sets. You know, we threw the ball back across the field to Dalton twice, and, you know, I think he scored a couple touchdowns and off some nakeds and that sort of stuff that really helps you when you run the ball. Sometimes those tight ends can get lost in all that stuff if the defensive backs don't have their eyes in the right spot, or if they are overplaying the run. And then James is a guy that continues to provide some matchup issues for people, particularly that want to play a lot of man coverage. And I always get tickled about people that always talk about matchups and all that sort of stuff when they don't really understand how all that stuff works. But when you start to get to a tight end in man coverage, you know, you can find some ways to get him matched up on some of their lesser cover guys. And if you're a really skilled guy like James, sometimes you have a chance to to hurt some people doing that stuff.
The way the offense has been playing and producing so many points, the defense seems like it's struggling a little bit. Do you change your philosophy a little bit? And if you win the toss, do you take the ball?
I don't know. I think we'll see if there's a overriding weather issue or wind issue. I've monkeyed with that a little bit in my career, not too much. And it's never seemed to work out very well. So I probably won't. I do think there's some other things you can do, particularly like the end of the half, that you can do to try to ensure that the defense doesn't have to take the field for one more possession. You know, whereas like in 2017, when we were so good on defense and so young and, you know, not very good on off, basically trying to win the game on defense and trying to just not mess it up offensively, you know, that was a little different feel, because, you know, you could punt the ball in the red zone all the time. You didn't have to worry about going for it because you're going to down the ball on the 5-yard line. The defense was going to stop them. You're going to get it right back in 3 more plays. So that, you know, now when you're not as strong, that may change your theory there, you know, on how you handle those types of situations or the tempo with which you move. I mean, you saw Liberty protect their defense last week by being very deliberate, running the clock down. The offense had, I think, 10 possessions for us last week, and that's pretty low. And that was a deliberate attempt by them to protect their defense. And that's another tactic that I think merits discussion. But it all centers around the thing we talked about, is you got to be able to run the football.
Foo, we've talked a lot about game times, and I don't mean this in jest at all. We know that we love the noon starts at home. Is that something that's a little bit more difficult when you're the road team and you've traveled a ways? I know for us, for example, I'd much prefer 3 o'clock or later when we're on the road.
Well, it's a little different, and where it hits you is Friday night with travel and your meetings, you know, because, you know, what's a little bit odd when we play at home is we have such a long ride to the stadium. I mean, from Roanoke, which is it's one of our longer rides. Like when we play on the road, we usually don't have a 45 or 50 minute ride to the stadium. So our calendar or our order of operations is pushed up even more at home than what it is on the road. But it can affect you with all the travel. Like I have been on the road before with it facing an early game, and I'm looking at my watch and we're still in the middle of offensive meeting, and it's 8:30, and I remember thinking, we got to get these guys to bed. you know. And maybe I was just thinking of myself more than them, because I know 8:30 is no big deal to them. But, you know, you start to think, well, man, we traveled all the way from here to there and did all this stuff. And, man, I'm just ready to get some rest and get ready for tomorrow.
Coach, your game captains, you got four solid captains, obviously, in Hewitt, Aspie Diablo, Tyrell Smith. Situations like what's going on now, do you lean on those guys a little bit more? Do you have to tell them? Do they take the bull by the horns?
Yeah, I think making sure they know that they're empowered. And, you know, I think, you know, what is a little different than it used to be, in my opinion, across the board, is the allegiance to those guys from the other players. Like, I think you have to make a concerted effort to highlight all that they've been through and all the work that they've invested in the program and what they've done, how they've conducted themselves. Because, yeah, I mean, it's just a little bit more of an individual world than it used to be. You know what I mean? And I'm not criticizing anybody for it. I'm just saying it's just a little bit different. And, you know, I think when those guys, those other players see those guys and really feel an allegiance towards the investment that they have in the program, I think that certainly helps. And, you know, empowering those guys to continue to encourage and bring guys along and stay positive and get ready for the next one. I mean, it's a free year, guys. You know, like, nobody's losing a year of eligibility. Nobody's losing anything. Let's suit up and go see what's gonna happen. I mean, we've already played under the most absurd of circumstances ever. I mean, minus people, down people, no practice, whatever. I mean, that doesn't mean that the games don't count. They absolutely do. But let's go take advantage of them, and let's prepare and go lay it out there.
Hokies will do just that this coming Saturday against Miami. Again, 12:01 kick time. You know what time it is right now, though. Fun with Foo on the other side. This is TTL from Learfield, IMG College.
Meet Smithfield Meat. Sports. Hokie Sports. Smithfield Meat and Hokie Sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings, pizza, pastas, sandwiches, wraps, and more. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at pksbarandgrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 25 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
English Meadows is the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics, providing care in Virginia since 2008. We believe that seniors should never live or feel alone, and our caregivers are ready to assist you in all of your daily needs. With 8 campuses across the Commonwealth, stretching from Abingdon to Warrenton, to Louisa, to Bedford, and 2 campuses in the New River Valley, English Meadows is here to care for you and your Hokie family. Visit WeLoveOurResidents.com today. Go Hokies!
It's time to put the feet up on the desk and throw away the playbook. This is Fun with Foo, presented by Blacksburg Eye Associates, your local source of eyewear and advanced eye care. Here's the man with the tough questions, John Laser.
Fun with Foo time this week. I'm sure some people have objection with that last statement and that liner as we come back this week, but that's the way we roll on Tech Talk Live, and we do not apologize for it. We are going to close with Fun as we head into Miami week. And food. This one, I don't know why. I just thought of this because I'm someone that texts you probably more than you like. Win and lose. I'm curious. I know you get flooded with texts and messages after something really positive happens. What's the ratio of positive to like negative support messages on a night like this Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, most of them just want to make sure I'm still all right. You know what I mean? And I appreciate all of it. I mean, there's a lot of people in my life that genuinely care about me. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of people that I genuinely care about as well. So I always appreciate, you know, people reaching out. And, you know, people that are close to the program or close to me or know me know how invested we are in trying to do things the right way and trying to help these young men become better people. You know, and, you know, universities graduate, doctors, lawyers, teachers, and football programs jobs are to create better one day husbands, fathers, grandfathers, and on down the road. And, you know, when things don't go well, you know, it stinks. But it makes when times are good, all that much sweeter. And not everybody can do this, Lays. You know what I mean? Like, not everybody can handle it. Not everybody can call the, you know, can stand up and say, I messed this up, or that we need to do this, or stand up in the face of adversity. And I'm not any different than anybody else, but it takes a special group of people to do that. And that's why, you know, we enjoy what we do. We get a chance to help young people be better. And, you know, sometimes we face adversity and it lets us know we're alive because we've got to go battle our way through it.
Probably helps when you go home and you got those three precious kids there, the three C's. And you showed me that video a minute ago about Charlotte. So today was Pirate Day. So talk to us about that in a little video.
Yeah, I think cool. She was pretty into being a pirate by the video I got.
That surprised me.
I think she's going to be a thespian. I think she's going to be an actress. I'm talking eye patch, I'm talking bandana, I'm talking red Solo cup with a tinfoil hook sticking out of it, and, you know, the proper lingo and accent of a pirate. She's in full character. I have no idea what they did at school today that warranted dressing up like a pirate, but
scallywags.
She was fired up.
Yeah, don't get Mike started. You got a dose of his Halloween jokes. I know
he's
got a whole section of pirate jokes as well.
Arg.
Yeah, maybe we'll bust out this weekend. It's nearly the Christmas season. My wife gets very upset because Thanksgiving is her favorite holiday, and she feels as though it gets glossed over sometimes on the way to Christmas. So the question to you, Foo, is how soon is too soon for Christmas decorations?
Great question, Lays. So this is all laid out clearly in the Fuente Family Handbook. So Thanksgiving Day begins Christmas music.
Okay.
Christmas music is nonstop, though. Like, I'm 100% on board Christmas music in the car, in the home, from Thanksgiving up till Christmas, till New Year. Basically, Thanksgiving Day or the day after Thanksgiving, depending on how all that falls in football games, Christmas decorations up, Christmas decorations down, New Year's Day, or sometimes they come down a little early depending on bowl game and departure and all that stuff.
What is your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday is the 4th of July.
Summertime,
I tell you,
great weather.
I love being outside. Yeah. I love it when it's hot. I love the lake. I love the swimming pool. I love small explosives. I like blowing things up. Like, I like
blowing things up.
Yeah, I love fireworks. I think they're fun. So the 4th of July for me is like my fondest memories. And I love Christmas, don't get me wrong. But first of all, I'm a proud patriot. You know, I do love this country. I think it's the greatest country in the world. It's not perfect, but I think it's pretty darn good. And I like celebrating that part of it, but I just love when it falls. I love the things that come with it. When I was a kid, we would go to Pawhuska, Oklahoma, and we would go out in the country and shoot fireworks and swim in the creek. I mean, just straight good times and fun. And I think my dad always played golf in the morning with my mom's dad or my granddad and that family. So.
Well, everything's out of whack schedule-wise, so I think it's fitting that you just mentioned golf, and we're talking about the 4th of July in the middle of November because it's also Masters Week, and, of course, that always comes in April. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year. You're a big golf guy. Question to you is, if Justin Fuente wins the Masters, we're going way under the hypothetical here, what are you ordering for the champion's dinner?
Oh, that's a good question. So I would just go with filet. It's the best steak, right? I would take a filet, medium rare. I would take baked potato with butter, cheese, chives, corn on the cob, and I don't know, something for dessert. I'm not sure what I would take for dessert, but I would go straight steak, baked potato, corn on the cob, glass of unsweet iced tea. That's what I'd go with.
Didn't have to think about that too much. But that's out of time for Fun with Foo. Foo, we appreciate you, as always, having fun. We know it's been a difficult couple of days. We look forward to turning the page this week and getting back after, my man. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Head coach Justin Fuente, that was Fun with Foo. We are through our Foo portion of the broadcast, but that doesn't mean we're done with Tech Talk Live. Mikey and I take one last break, come back, fill you in on the schedule, and to really simplify it for you, it's basically essentially the same as last week. But we'll remind you on the other side. This is Tech Talk Live.
Provides award-winning eye care in a family-friendly setting. Our services include comprehensive eye care for both vision and eye health, a dry eye clinic, myopia control, sports vision training, and vision rehab. Plus, Blacksburg Eye Associates has over 1,000 glasses frames in stock. You won't find a better selection of glasses in the area. Blacksburg Eye Associates, located at 1st and Main. Make your appointment today at blacksburgeye.com or by calling 953-2020. That's 953-2020.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avellino's, and Bowl and Bones Brewhouse. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Fan Apparel Alumni Hall or freshen up your look at Char Marie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Tackle even your toughest business challenges with support from the First Bank and Trust Company. Hi, I'm Misty Pack, Business Relationship Manager for First Bank and Trust Company. We're in the business of supporting your business. That's why we have a team specifically dedicated to supporting payroll, credit card processing, remote deposit, and other business operating needs. Make us your first choice for business solutions, backed by the local support of our team. Call us today at 276-227-0722 for a free consultation. Member FDIC.
New River Heating and Air is a full-service local company providing Hokie fans with courteous on-time service since 1986. Serving both residential and commercial customers, our trained and certified technicians are on-call 24 hours a day. New River Heating and Air performs repairs and maintenance on all makes and ages of units. When you need a replacement, New River Heating and Air proudly installs American standard heating and air conditioning units to maximize your comfort and energy savings. Visit us online at newriverheatingandair.com or give us a call at 540-731-1979.
Concludes from Lane Stadium, where this Saturday the Hokies host the number 9 Miami Hurricanes. 12:01 kick time, 10:30 air time for Wes McElroy, Luther Matty, Mike Burnup, and myself, as we will be on the air then. But get up a little earlier. Hokies walkthrough with Wes and myself, 8 o'clock. You can watch that on the Virginia Tech Facebook, or Virginia Tech Athletics Facebook page. Mike, there's no two ways around it. Saturday sucked. Sometimes I don't think we need to be eloquent. That's just what it was. But at the same time, I was proud to be a Hokie when I woke up Saturday morning. I was proud to be a Hokie still on Saturday night, and that doesn't change tonight. All of this these days, it's not specific to any one fan base, leads to a lot of vitriol, leads to a lot of anger, because we all want Virginia Tech to succeed. But I'm hoping that we can turn the page, get to a more rallying spirit, because quite frankly, we need it this week. It's going to be a heck of a challenge, and I think you need to start it on a positive note.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, you give Liberty a lot of credit. They had a great game plan. They slowed the game down and kind of played keep away. They had the ball for almost 38 minutes, and the Hokies were very efficient on offense and had a few breakdowns on defense and whatnot. And yeah, but you got to turn the page. I mean, this Miami team is by far the best team that the Hokies have seen all year. I mean, they're a top 10 team, and you look at the way King has played, the way they rallied the team and came back from 10 down there late and got the win, and the dynamic players he has around him. He had over 500 yards of total offense himself, 5 touchdown passes. You talk about a handful, the third mobile quarterback in a row, but clearly the best of the three. And, yeah, they got a lot of weapons, and you got to shore up some things, obviously, on defense, and you just hope that you can get some of your weapons back on offense because, you know, Khalil Herbert's such a huge part of what's happened here, over 800 yards in his first games. And when he's not out there, that makes a big difference. And some guys got to try to just pick up the slack moving forward.
Yeah, we've known Justin Fuente long enough to not really bother asking for injury updates. He'll give them to us in private, but we know that we're not going to be talking about it publicly. But you hit it right on the head. We're going to be monitoring it this week because you're talking about an offense by the end of the day. You were down Herbert, you were down Mitchell, you were down Gallo for the second half. Makes a huge difference in what you're able to do. And defensively, Mike, I think the biggest key medically this week is Rayshard Ashby.
Yeah, I mean, Rook is such a huge part of that defense. And when he's not out there, you can tell things are a lot different. There were guys just not lined up correctly. Seemed like they were out of sync totally. And, you know, Hewitt didn't play a lot late in that game, too. He was a big part of that as well. And, yeah, you just can't have breakdowns on defense. And so they got to shore up a lot of things. But they will have to be sound against Miami because, if not, that game could get out of hand fast.
What's your favorite holiday, buddy?
You know, I like the 4th of July, too, because I'm always in Florida watching the fireworks and whatnot. And then Christmas is a lot of fun. Not as fun as it used to be back when the kids were young, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad your daughters, though, were in town this weekend. You got to spend some time with them. Like I say, we turn it back to a positive note. That's the way we proceed, and that's the way it goes when we're on the air with you on Saturday. Miami coming to town. We thank head coach Justin Fuente. We thank Chris Fair, our on-site producer. And we thank Mike Mirabito, his final show with us for this football season, as we bid Mike adieu. Thanks for all you've done, Mike. We appreciate your efforts, not just this year, but the previous years as well. For all of those fine gentlemen, I'm John Lazor saying thanks to you. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for being Hokies. Good night, everyone.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
The biggest schools.
Grabs in traffic, comes down with it. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Alabama.
Ohio State.
Oregon. LSU.
The biggest moments.
Incomplete. You cannot hit the line.
Michigan. Yeah. Game over.
Touchdown, Gators. How much?
This is the College Football Rewind.
That had to be a great game to watch. I'll tell you, unbelievable.
Download on Sunday mornings on Apple Podcasts. Search College Sports now.
Been listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. Join us each Monday night throughout the season as we talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been sponsored by CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. The Schutz Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First and Main Blacksmith. Pittsburgh, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. Sign Spot, the official sign provider of Virginia Tech Athletics. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.